Hello, hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Apex Legend Tips and Tricks. Today we're here to look at what Hypermiss has posted on Apex Legend. He posted some updates on the next couple of abilities, Legends alters new ability. So yeah, let's take a look at it. Let's first start with the season. Actually, let's jump into the season. No.
Join Planet.
I want to look at that one with you guys together. But let's look at Alter's ability finishers. Okay, Alter's finishers. Let me turn this off. Finishers have been linked. This is the problem that I have with Apex is this season is like the worst season because everything is now linked in Apex Legend before even they officially link it. It's like everything has just been linked and it's under control nowadays. It's just like this is a season where it's just like worst season ever because everything's being linked by some other people and it's just been way too much. I'm not saying that it's bad for these things to get linked, it's they need to get their stuff in control because a lot of this stuff has been being linked a lot lately. The finisher. Dang. Oh my goodness. That's a really clean finisher. Oh my goodness. Let's go back to that one again. Let me go back. This is the coolest fit. Oh, look at that. Oh my goodness. Just she goes into a portal, teleport for a portal, and then uses her tail to damn deal damage. That's so cool. That is so cool. That is so cool. That is a very cool finisher. Let's see what's next. Oh yeah. Oh my goodness. That's a Hulk there. She picks the character up, smashes them in the ground twice. That is so cool. What are your thoughts on it? Okay. I love it. I love it. Look at this, guys. Look at this. This Hypermess posted this on his YouTube channel. So, oh my goodness. Look at that. Oh my goodness. That is so sick. That is awesome. And he grabs her. She grabs him. Goon. Smash, smash. And then. That is so cool. Yeah, that's Hypermiss. That is such a cool. That's such a cool one. That is actually a really good one. I would pay for that one. I would definitely pay for that one, Hypermiss. Let's see what else does she have. Let's take out the look at the new animated screen. Also has been linked, which is so weird. New animated skin looks like this. So cool. Let me make it bigger. Let's go back. So she jumps down. She jumps down. She goes. Oh, that's so cool. She's crazy. It's funny that she's more terrifying than she's more ten. Wait, there's this. Oh, wait. This has sound. Okay. She's more terrifying than, I would say, Revenant. Revenant was terrifying, but she's another level for me, like a high level for me. Terrifying, scary.
When this world ends, I'll be pulling up a chair.
Oh my goodness. She's so terrifying.
Replicated that. Yeah. Grab your goodies.
I'm hoping we get more stories of her. This is not really a story. What they give us in the trailer was not even a story. And the funny thing is, in the trailer, it even says dead parents. They mark on the tombstone dead parents instead of actually having a parent dead and marking their name on the tombstone. It's a dead parents, which I found hilarious. And so there's a new material. I can confirm that these will be in the store shop, in the shop. So these weapons will be in the shop. There's a new heirloom mode, so that's going to be interesting. He also says they can be unlocked.
Oh. Wait a minute.
Exotic shards. That's crazy. They look nice too. Oh, would you have to pay for those? Ooh, that'll be in.
New exotic shards for heirloom.
Oh yeah, 10 shards, $10. 50 shards is $40. 120 shards is $80. Oh my goodness, those are expensive. Literally, you pay $10 to get 10. You pay $40 to get 50. You pay 100. It's like $80 to get 50 shards. Those exotic shards. That's crazy. That's super expensive, man. That many, like, I guess it's not too bad. I mean, it depends on what. Yeah, see here, to buy this skin you need 50, which means you will spend about $40 to get this one skin here. I don't know why, but one on season launch day will be available on the shop for 50 shards. Oh my goodness, that those are expensive, guys. I don't see myself buying any of this. Yeah, my thought is they're expensive. They're way too expensive, and it's just insanely expensive. Let's take a look at their website because they did update it with a confirm that Solo will be coming to Apex Legends. So I'm super stoked about it. And you get to also customize your heirloom if you want to. I mean, chaos is raining down, guys. Chaos is really raining down. Let me share my screen again. But yeah, it's crazy. If you guys can see this video, make sure to follow me on Spotify. That's where you will see all my videos. Yeah, like we can see here, the platforms, new season coming pretty soon. And here it says standalone in solo. It's the legend for it's the it's every legend for themselves. And all eyes on you. I'm super excited, guys. Legend Altar, super excited. Broken Moon. We're getting a new Broken Moon, just so you guys know. I can go back to the channel and we can take a look at Broken Moon. And Respawn recently released the trailer, so you guys can make sure you check that out based on a true story. It's amazing. Battle Pass. We saw some of the things in Battle Pass. You can actually pre-order the Battle Pass early. Customizable Apex artifact. You'll be able to customize your artifact, your styles of your artifact, like an heirloom or something like that. I think you'll be able to do that now. Broken Moon is coming back and it's getting fixed, because people really hate that map. One of them is me. I still don't get why they say based on the true story, but maybe they will explain that later on. Hypermissile is supposed to a new map, so let's take a look at that one as well. I'm gonna share my screen again so we can take a look at the newer map of the Apex games. It looks pretty cool. How Broken Moon is gonna look like in the next season. I'm really looking forward to it because Broken Moon was just one of the most complicated map I think I've played in Apex, and playing in it was a little bit frustrating because then it was just like it was like hard to even be in it. So yeah, let's take a look at this together. This is the new map. I think it's pretty cool. It definitely changes Broken Moon
From it, it changes it a little bit. I mean, it's still Broken Moon, but look at this, guys. Because I like the style, I like the size to side. Like, this is a brand new map, guys. This is pretty cool. I like how Fuse is up there. And it looks like Fuse is sponsoring this drink. So whatever, this drink that Fuse drinks looks like he's being sponsored, so that's why his photo's up there. You can see the Apex Legends symbol there. And it's pretty cool. I like the lighting on it. Oh, I like this place. It really looks, reminds me of Fuso Mirage. Look, there's crypto even in the bottom, not there. Crypto's right there. This is so cool. So cool. I like how they have certain background that literally is fitting for every single legend. That's cool. Like, I like how this place is a little bit messy. I mean, like, I would love landing here. This is huge. Surprised I didn't do this in season 21. I like this part because it reminds me a lot of Lifeline. This map reminds me a lot of Lifeline. And, oh, I wonder if this is coming. It's pretty cool. This will probably be somewhere in the ground. You'll probably find it. Who's that? So cool. And then we got this place, which probably looks Rampart-ish. Shadow, where, see Bangalore, maybe like other characters living. We got this junkyard area. That's pretty cool. I like it. I like the fans, the giant fans there. I like this area too. I love these areas. I think this is just from a different angle, though. I'm starting to figure out. Oh, that is nice. I like this. Like, there's flowers there. There's homes there. Like, this is such a big, cool TV show. Oh, the Mirage Voyage boat. I call it the Mirage Voyage boat. It really looks like Mirage's boat, and I like the style of it. And it looks like Mirage Barrage, Mirage a Trois, or something like that. And these look like those places, and I thought it's cool. Oh, this looks like a gamble area, cantina, or something like that. Cantina, I said cantina. Oh my goodness. Oh, I love this. Look at this waterfall. Can you believe this beautiful place? I mean, they're using it for barrels. Can you believe that? I like how it reminds me of China a little bit. So it reminds me of China a little bit. This is cool. Oh, that's nice. That's good looking. Oh my goodness. I like the water. The detail in the water is perfect. Though we'll have to see actually in the game. Oh, that's nice. I like the back of this building. That's cool. Landing there for sure. Looking forward to getting there. So cool. I love the detail. Woo! Apex. Apex is back, guys. Apex is back. It's literally delivering this time instead of season. I definitely want to try landing on top of it there and this building there. But yeah, this seems pretty cool. These are all the maps. I'm super excited for it. And I hope you guys are too, because I mean, it's a new map, guys. I mean, who doesn't want a new map? I definitely do. But yeah, I'm just super excited. I'm really looking forward to this new season. I'm looking forward to Alter. I'm hoping her ability or her power is pretty cool. Oh, we didn't take a look at her abilities. So let's take a look at Alter's ability here. Hypermist also posted that. They seem pretty cool. Yeah, here it is. Alter's abilities also reveal. So it's insane too. I love it. And I say this legend's ability really matches with her characters. It really matches with their character really well. I just think it does. I just think it does. Look at this, guys. With his abilities. So her, it starts with her passive. So that's when you select her. All his legends are locked. It's crazy. This is like a different account. He's going through all his. Oh, okay. So his technical. He is that his. Oh, that's his. That's her ultimate. Ultimate, is she places it down.
If things get too messy, good avoid.
Her ultimate, she
ready
places
to hold back
down.
if things get too messy. Good avoid Nexus here.
Void
Use it.
Nexus. It's ability that she can use to teleport. And also, when she places it, her friends, other legends in your team, also have the same ability. But he's trying to get as far as he can to try to see if he can teleport back there. Watch this, guys. This is so cool. And then, ready? You have to be at least a couple of, you can't be too far or it doesn't work. So you have to be at least 100 or 90 meters from it. And you gotta remember there is a timer on it too. Like you, and it's only used once. So you can only use it once for actors. So you gotta make sure you use it wisely, because once you don't use it. And then this is her technical. She creates a portal. And then she teleports to it. And it has to be a thicker wall. It can't be like, you can't teleport through like a giant huge wall. It doesn't work that way. And yeah, you can use it as a portal to go through and in and out of wall. And remember, these things take a while. Like her technical is 30 seconds. It takes 30 seconds to load. But this does not include, again, this does not include her levels, her shield levels. So we will have to figure out what her shield level is when we jump into the next season. I'm excited to show you guys what her shield level would be once we jump into the next season. So this is the crazy thing. I'm now thinking that Alter might be my main. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know yet. I gotta give her a shot first before I claim that to you guys. But I just have this feeling that Alter might be my main next. And her ability seems so amazing, guys. They just do. And herself, she just seems like an amazing legend too. So I'm super excited, guys. Thank you for listening, and I always appreciate your support, all your comments, and everything that you guys do, as long as you come back and listen. But thank you so much for all your support, guys, and appreciate you all. Until next time, I will see you in the next episode. Peace out.